Welcome to White Horse in the Know, where we talk about everything White Horse and then some, sponsored by MCR. I am your host, AJ. Today we will be talking to Miss Melanese. Let's get started. Welcome, Miss Melanese.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
That's good. What are you looking forward to the most in the concert?
For the concert, I'm looking forward to just being able to come together as musicians and play a bunch of fun tunes, and I'm looking forward to hearing what the band has to play and, you know, all of the solo and ensemble opportunities that we have. And yeah, it's just a fun event where, you know, friends, family, colleagues can all come together and make some good music.
All right. What song do you think will be done perfectly from a specific class or...
Perfectly? I don't think anything can be done perfectly. I tell all the orchestra kiddos that you will mess up in the concert, but it's not about messing up, it's about how you come back in. So I try to give them the ability to sort of find where they can come back in with their eyes, even if their fingers sort of mess up. So I don't think anything will be done perfectly, but I think that's where the musicality comes in, is sort of navigating through the inevitable mess up. So as far as perfection goes, that's not what I'm aiming for. I'm just aiming for, you know, music to be made and everyone to have a good time.
Okay, cool. Is there someone or a class that improved a lot from the last concert?
Definitely. We've all improved. I'd say probably the sixth grade. They've been working really hard. You know, they're my biggest classes, both A and B day, and they've just been really buckling down, and, you know, we've been on a time crunch for most of the year, for the whole year, but they've been really good with navigating that and, you know, sort of picking up whatever I put in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think definitely in terms of improvement, I would say the sixth graders have come a long way.
So was the process of finding songs to play hard?
Yes, because I have a wide range of students who have varying skill abilities. So some kids have been playing for a while, and some kids are like just starting this year. So there's no cumulative, like you start in sixth grade, then you move on to seventh, then you move on to eighth. It's not like building blocks like that. But I have beginners and very established players in every grade. So finding a piece that sort of meets everyone's middle ground has been very, 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 very difficult, and not something that I was prepared for. But I've gotten creative and sort of look at what's within everyone's skill set or something that will be challenging for everybody, and then I make alternate parts of pieces that sort of are more tailored to what kids need to work on directly, and it sort of builds on the skills that they are already developing, so it doesn't feel like anyone's like left in the dust with how hard it is, and it doesn't feel like, you know, if for my more established players, it doesn't feel like they're just playing boring music. It's so like everyone gets a challenge. I have to put, you know, my own time into sort of tweaking things accordingly, but yeah, really hard, but that also gives us the opportunity to really play anything, because I sort of make different arrangements and stuff like that. So, I mean, hard, yes, but also kind of fun and sort of finding something for everyone to play.
So I take it that you love finding just music to play and listening to music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm always loving, you know, any new music that anyone's got. I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to it. Or, you know, time has been sort of a issue. I mean, I wish I could make arrangements of anything, you know, I don't have the time. So, yeah, I try to dabble in new music or make new things as much as possible while also, you know, being a teacher. So,
yeah. Okay. Was there a song that was specifically a struggle for a lot of people to even start to get right?
Are we just talking like this coming concert, music for this concert, or does
it could be this concert or last concert?
Okay. Oh gosh, I have to think for a second. I think, let me think to, last concert, seventh graders played a piece called Impulse. And my seventh grade classes are my smallest classes, and One of them doesn't even have any cellos or basses. It's just violins and violas. So, like, learning their part while also keeping in mind that they're not hearing the full part, like, the full piece, until we come together as, like, a full A and B day orchestra. I think that was probably the hardest song for everyone to navigate, given, you know, skill level and what instruments are in each class. But ultimately, like, it came together and it sounded really, really good. I think it was sort of a bonding experience with all the seventh graders, or at least I think so. I don't know. You might have to ask some of them. But I think that piece sort of proved a lot for the seventh grade as a group and how they can actually put something together and make it work and make it sound good, like a true piece of music. So yeah, I think that and also Aztec Warrior is a piece that eighth graders played for last concert, like pretty much the same deal. I was still getting to know everybody, like where everyone's at as far as skill level goes. And so whipping that out, you know, it was a pretty intense piece, I'd say, but it came out really, really well. And so I think that really set us up for the months to come and like the music preparing us for this concert. So,
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yep.